news. Amen. The good news that the Savior had come. The long-awaited Messiah. Again, as we spoke about this morning, it was prophesied in the Old Testament. This promised seed. We again see the birth of Jesus Christ. A great day in history. Jesus Christ had come. And notice he says, fear not. Fear not. The word fear here is found 63 times in our New Testament. And we think about fear, we think about anxiety. And by the way, in our society, fear is prevalent, isn't it? When you think about, he said, fear not. We think about the Middle Eastern problems and terrorists and all the things. And then we go down to just jobs and finances and health and losing of loved ones and all these things. And many times the old devil will get us to fearing. But remember that God is not the author of fear. And that when Jesus came, he came again to give us good news and that we should not fear. John 14. John chapter 14. Jesus said himself, he said, and I'm going to turn over there real quick. John 14 verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. So don't be troubled. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Let not your heart be troubled. Jesus is coming again. This is not the end. Again, this morning, I read the back of the book and we win. And we as Christians ought not to live a life of fear. We ought not to live a life of defeat. But we must understand and know that Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago, born in a feeding trough, born in there in the manger, set in that feeding trough. The God of the universe was laid in that feeding trough. The God of the universe, the God who made the sun, the moon, and the stars, the God who brought the worlds into existence, was there in that manger. Fear not, the angel said. I think of Moses there at the Red Sea when he stood there and said, hey, Israel, fear not. Fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Well, let me remind you tonight, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord. Jesus Christ has come. Fear not. Again, we think about the Lord who created all things and therefore has authority over all things. He is a sovereign. He is an omnipotent God who is all-powerful and certainly can accomplish and do anything according to His will. And whatever it is in your life that you may be fearing, whatever it is in your life that may be stirring you up, remind you that tonight that there's good tidings of great joy. There's good news for all of us, to all people, it said. All people. Isaiah 55 says, all that come, all that thirst, come to the living waters, and He'll give you everlasting life. Let Him come. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Salvation is simply found in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that He lived, that He died, and He rose again, repenting of one's sin, understanding that sin is what put Christ on the cross. Understanding that there's a penalty for sin. The Bible says, for the wages of sin, the penalty of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We find eternal life. We find peace. We find strength. We find everlasting life through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's good news, folks. That's good news to all people. I'm glad He said, whosoever will and not some. God is no respecter of persons. God will save anyone. God will save anyone. The Savior came. The Messiah is here. Fear not. The Messiah is born in that little town of Bethlehem. That's the good news that we bring. That's the good news that the angels brought. That is what the shepherds got to witness as they saw the little baby in the manger. Don't fear. I don't fear death. I always say that. I fear maybe how I'm going to die, but I don't fear death. To simply take my life is to give me a home in heaven. Now, Paul said, I'm a straight between two, having a desire to part. You know, I have a desire to part today. But Paul said, it's more meaningful for me to stay for you. Listen, I don't fear death. That is a Christian's amazing, isn't it? I think of those over in the Middle East who are giving their life for the Lord. And many of them, I read an article this week where they simply had to recant and they would not be killed. They simply were asked, are you a Christian? Then they were asked again, are you a Christian? They were given three chances. Are you a Christian? If they recanted, they weren't killed. But many, many are giving their life today for the cause, for their belief in a Savior. Can I bring you good tidings today? Fear not. Fear not to everyone. Look at verse 17. It says, and when they had seen it, the shepherds had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. You know what? With all the fear and anxiety going on in the world today, it'd be good for us to tell some other people, folks, about it. To tell some other people about it at our workplace. To tell some other people during this Christmas season, around the Christmas table, around the turkey and dressing again that we'll probably all have. And to let our kin folks know that there's good news. To tell our neighbors and our aunts and our uncles of the good news. Because there is good news. And that's the news of salvation, Jesus Christ. Great joy to everyone. Great joy to everyone. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you accepted Him today? If not, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good news for you. The greatest decision you ever make is to accept Jesus Christ as Savior. Let's all stand. We're going to have a verse of invitation. Good news, good tidings, after we pray. Lord, we thank you today for your love. Lord, what great music we've heard tonight with such great meaning. A king is born. Good tidings of great joy. Your Savior was born. Your Son was born. I pray tonight, Lord, if there's someone here who's never accepted you as Savior, that they've never accepted you and become a child of God, I pray they do it tonight. Lord, we thank you for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen.